We are in page Ein Chet, Eirem Kuf Nun Daled. This is bad. And know that also Moshe Rabbeinu, on which it was said in the Zohar that he attained up to Bina, is not only from this Leah which is attracted from Malchut de Bina and becoming the fourth knot of the Tefillin. And this is the meaning of "you have seen my Achoraim," as the sages said in the Gemara, showing that he showed him the knot of the Tefillin, and that is called Prinat Leah. From the behind of Zeranpin, above, from Chazé upward, this is Leah. He was given the opportunity to see it. And this is what it means that he attained Bina. Item Kuf Nun Hei. Also it means to say that Leah, standing in the knot of the Tefillin, she sees the Achor of Zeranpin, because she is standing and her panim are against the behind of Zeranpin, and Moshe is in Leah, and this is "you have seen my Achoraim," and the things are well understood. Item Kuf Nun Hei, or Pashut, and Panea against Achoroi Zeranpin, that from the aspect of the Mochin Dechaya she couldn't have received only Achoraim alone, which is the Kli of Or, which is called the knot of the Tefillin. Therefore her panim is called after the Achoraim of Zeranpin, because her panim is Mochin Dechaya, for it is the Achoraim of Abba V'Ima de Nikudim, and she does not receive only the Prinat Achoraim of those Mochin. Indeed, from the aspect of Neshama, and even from Neshama Dechaya, she can stand with Zeranpin Panim Bepanim. What is the note of the Tefillin? The revelation of Leah in Achoraim. That from the aspect of Mochin Dechaya, Leah cannot receive only from the aspect of Achoraim alone, which is the Kli of Or, the Or with Ayin, called the Tefillin knot. What are you asking me about? A Kesher knot between what and what is the Tefillin? There is such a prina which is called Or, the last prina of the Kli, where is revealed in concealment Leah, all the light that is intended for the Tachtonim in their ascent in the end of correction. So this Kli, which Moshe attains, that Bina had shown him, this is called the knot of the Tefillin, or Leah. Or Leah, it's the same thing. He explains about it in item Kuf Mem Hei. Page Ein Vav, item Kuf Mem Hei. In Or Pashut, below. Leah is Alma de Kasia, which is the form of the Daled that is in the knot of the Tefillin. Because Leah is Partuf Nukva of Gar of Zeranpin, and her mitigation is only by Gar de Chaya, therefore Mochin de Chaya she receives from Zeranpin are in her only in the aspect of Achoraim alone, because they are Vak de Chaya, that are not sorting out the Kelim that needs the lights of Gar de Chaya. Therefore, those Kelim that Mochin de Vak de Chaya is scrutinizing in Leah and clothing in them, they are called Or, and in the name of Achoraim, because each Trina that wasn't sorted sufficiently is called Or. Therefore, Leah is called Alma Det Kasia, because the illumination of Mochin Dechaya are covered in her, for they are clothed in Or. which is the shape of Daled, the knot of the tefillin. And also its illumination is called hidden chasadin, because the illumination of Chochmah is covered in her. Therefore, Yaakov did not want to couple with her, because Yaakov is Vak de Zeranpin, where is the place of revealed chasadim. And from the aspect of chasadim mechusim, they couldn't have received only Pchinat Vak without Rosh. Is it a kind of Torota de Leeta for the inferior tefillin or Leah? Any question? The Kli that cannot be corrected in the intention to bestow is the thickest Kli, the last Kli, which is called Or, with Ayin. This Kli is revealed to Moshe. It is impossible to correct it, therefore it is revealed in its Achoraim, and this Kli is indeed a Kli. It is like Malchut, it is like Nukvat or Zeranpin, which remained in its demand, but he is helpless till the end of the correction. This is called Leah, or the knot of the tefillin, or the daled of the tefillin, means poverty, poor, and so on. The Nukva that is revealed in the lack of the corrections, which is very big, which once upon a time will demand from Zeranpin to make a true coupling with her, this is called Leah. Item Kuf Nun Vav, page Ayin Chet. Indeed, the second reason for what was said that Yaakov loved Rachel, it is understood from the verse, skin for skin, and everything a man has, he will give for his soul. Meaning, because this man is Zeranpin, and he had Trin Nashin, wives Leah and Rachel. And Leah is the aspect of Or, but Rachel, it is his soul. Therefore, the Zeranpin will give his skin for the skin of Leah by his love to her. Indeed, there is an advantage to Rachel over Leah, because everything that this man has, meaning Zeranpin, he will give for his soul, which is Rachel. And his skin alone will not be enough for her. Although Leah is the real Nukva of Zeranpin, but it will be revealed only in the end of the correction. And in that, for the time being, he only feels deficiencies. But in Rachel, he really feels his soul. And everything a man has, he will give for his soul. Meaning, because in the coupling with Rachel, he has life, he attracts light, he is bestowing. And therefore, Yaakov loves Rachel. Question. Maybe it's a question, but why is it not Neshama? Rachel is a Zivug, coupling of Neshama, so why is it Nafsho? Nafsho means to be saved from death. So Nefesh is enough for that. And later on, Neshama is already a part of Gadlut. I don't know, but... Everything a man, meaning Zeranpin, has, he will give for his soul. Meaning that the tiniest demand that he has, that he can respond to, this is Nefesh. And this is the main thing from Zeranpin, from all the empty Kelim of Leah. Next. Item Kuf Nun Zayin. And now we shall clarify this above reason why Leah is called Or and Rachel is called Nefesh. And the thing is that Rachel is the real Nukva of Zeranpin, and she is his mate, because this is from the generality of the 10 points in generating the world of Atzilut, and she is the last Malchut in them. But the main thing of Leah is the Achoraim of Ima, which fell here below in this place, and she is not the wife of Zeranpin, only in as a borrow, because she is falling below and she is cleaving to the skin of Zeranpin. But Rachel is his soul, because the Malchut is Nefesh and Zeranpin is Ruach as known. And now we shall clarify the reason above. Reason. Why Leah is called O and Rachel is called Nefesh? Why is it so? And the thing is that Rachel is the true Nukva of Zeranpin and she is his mate. According to what we've been saying, that Leah is the real Nukva of Zeranpin. So why is Rachel all of a sudden? Because he is from the collective of the 10 points which generate Olam HaAtzilut. Because she's active in the Olam HaAtzilut. We're not talking about the end of correction in the true form. Rather, we're talking about who is activating the entire corrections. And this is Rachel. And she is the last Malchut in them, in Atzilut. But Leah, her majority, meaning her core, her root, is from Achoraim Deima, meaning she is not the actual Nukva of Zeranpin. She is from Bina, Leah, that fell here under in the place of Zeranpin, and she is not the wife of the real wife of Zeranpin, only as a matter of a borrow, meaning until the end of correction she stimulates this entire process to carry on, to expand until the end of the correction, and her aspect is falling down into Zeranpin from Bina. Therefore she is cleaving to this O of Zeranpin, because she does not really belong to the internal vessels of Zeranpin. But Rachel, she is his Nefesh, because Malchut is Nefesh and Zeranpin is Ruach as known. The Ta'amim, the reasons are different. There are 10 Sfirot. Malchut is the last Sfira, and Rachel is called according to this last Sfira. But
Leah,
she is the deficiency that is falling down from Bina into Zeranpin, in order to show to Zon what in fact is the size, the measure of the bestowal of the love above of in Bina that Malchut eventually needs to receive. Kuf Nun Chet, item Kuf Nun Chet. There is Kuf Nun Zayin below. Great. So let us hope we will have an explanation. Kuf Nun Zayin or Peshut, Rachel is the true Nukva of Zeranpin. Three things we need to know about this Rachel. One, her root is from the Kelim. Bet, her root is from the Orot. Three, she originates from the building of the Patsuf. And all those main things are from Olam HaNikudin. It is known that in Katnut HaNikudin, only 7 Kelim came out, Chabad, Chagat, up to the Chazeh, and Nekutat HaChazeh, ending them in the Parsa, that was corrected by the Tzimtzum Bet. And the Kelim from Chazeh downward came out and became to Bibia. It is found that the root of the Nukva from this aspect is Nekudat HaChazeh alone. And from the aspect of the light closed in them, they have become to be Prinat Chagat Nei, because the lights of Vak are called Chagat Neim. And it is found that the Nekudat HaChazeh is called Nekudat Malchut of Zat Denikudim. Indeed, from those two Prinot, she has only one Nekudah, which is the ending Prina of Zeranpin. but it doesn't have any building of the Parzuf. And it started in Gadlut of Nikudim, because by the new light that came out from Apsag Deak, the Parsa was breached, and that the Nikudim expanded to the point of this world, like the Raglaim of Ak. And those Nehim that were separated from that the Nikudim under the Parsa, which formed into Bia, reconnected with the Zat of Zeranpin, and also they are considered to be the part of the point of Chazed de Zeranpin, which is Malchut. And they joined it, and then it is built for that time in whole Partsuf, which is called the seventh king Melech of the Nikudim. And this is because at the time of Katnut, they were already belonged to her part, because all the restricted Bia by the Parsa are found in the authority of the Nukva and are underneath it. Therefore, also at the time they connected, they became a part of it and the building of it. Therefore, the entire root of the building of Nukva is from the Kelim of Ahuraim the Nikudim, which are the Nehid that underneath the Parsa. Therefore, Nekudat HaChazeh is considered to be Pchinat HaKeter of the Nukva, because after it is built by Nehi that ascended from Bia, Nekudat HaChazeh is becoming to be a Keter which is above them. And sometimes Nekudat HaChazeh is also called in the name of Malchut alone, because from the aspect of the clothing of the light, it is found that at the time of Katnut of Nikudim, she only had the ending power of Malchut alone. And those three principles of above are called Aleph, 1. Nekudat Keter de Nukva, 2. Nekudat Malchut of Nukva, 3. The bottom 9 Sfirot of last Sfirot of Nukva. And remember it to all the places where we are talking about them. It is not the end. Leah, her main, her principle is from Ahuraim the Ima that fell here below in this place, meaning at the time of the breaking of the Kelim of Nikudim. And we should know that this Ima doesn't mean the degree of Neshama, rather Ima of the degree of Chaya, because Abba and Ima of Nikudim were in an equal degree in the degree of Chaya. And Leah, which is the aspect of Ahuraim, which fell from the degree of Chaya of Ima, and therefore it is not at all from the degree of Zeranpin. Rather, her place of descent is in the place of Zeranpin, and therefore he is correcting her. And she is considered to be his nukva only in the way of borrowing, meaning that at the end of correction, she will expel from the Zeranpin, meaning Leah will expel from Zeranpin, and she will return to Upper Ima to her own degree. And since Prinat Chaya de Nikudim was concealed in 6,000 years, therefore the correction of Leah is not completed, and she is considered because of that to Dinim, to judgment. Why to Dinim? She wants Chokhmah and she receives Chasadim. Then certainly it is considered to be Dinim. Unsatisfied, uncorrected desires. Question. So is it his Nukva, or is she a part of Ima, or she's only revealed to him what he cannot do yet? What is her role? Her role is concealed. Undercover cut. She for herself is Garde Chaya. But in fact she is Ima. That is why it is written that Zeranpin doesn't want to see his mother naked, because it is hated upon him. And still she needs to be in a lack after Zeranpin in order to maintain the entire process. The white is not just pushing her as the first Nukva to Zeranpin, the Lavan, because she needs to determine the entire process for the goal. And Rachel is the same nukva that gradually is growing up with Zeranpin, but in a way that eventually she comes to the degree of Leah in a revelation. Meaning we can say it this way, in the end of the correction, Leah does turn to be the wife of Zeranpin, supposedly. And until the end of the correction, she is his wife. Hidden wife, concealed wife, I don't know which terms to I can use. Item Kuf Nun Chet. There's another reason. Because the place of Leah is another reason for what? That he's saying about Leah that it is Aor and Rachel is Nefesh. Like we've been studying in Kuf Nun Vav. There's another reason, because the place of Leah is above, in the place of the concealed light, where there is covered chasadim, chafetz chesed, the correction, the collective correction, the general collection, where the light of chokhmah cannot be revealed in. Because yesod ima, which is chafetz chesed, comes up to the chazeh of Zeranpin and illuminates the light of chasadim from Rosh up to the chazeh of Zeranpin. Therefore, her illumination is not only p'chinat or alone, meaning there are no lights of chokhmah, there is O of chasadim, and that is why it is written p'chinat or alone, because it is concealed. The lights are concealed, the lights of chokhmah. Meaning to say, like it is said in the shape of the dalet, of the knot of the tefillin, which is Leah, and the knot is not only Bechinat Or alone, but Rachel, which is the prayer of Yad, she has Or, meaning the homes of the tefillin, Shai. Meaning the tefillin of Yad, and also the actual mochin in the meaning of parshiot. The parshiot of the tefillin is the mochin, is the feeling of chokhmah, because there we're talking about the coupling of unification of Shema Israel. Now there's also a difference between the tefillin of Rosh, where it is only, it's not divided into four homes. There is one scroll, and in tefillin of Yad hand, there are four parts, four pieces, four homes, and four small parchments. So this is what he's saying in the meaning of parchments, where there is already a revelation in the tefillin of hand, tefillin of Yad. In the tefillin of Rosh, there is only one parasha, because in generality can there only be one kli, therefore there is no revelation there. Therefore this is in Rosh and this is in Yad. Next. Item Kuf Nun Tet. And the matter briefly is Leah is against the place of the cover of the lights. She is having only a small illumination through the O of Zeranpin outside Leah from his mochin, meaning Leah is standing from above from upwards till the chazeh of Zeranpin, against the place of cover where the lights of chokhmah are covered above the chazeh of Zeranpin. And therefore it has only a very little illumination which is going through the Or of Zeranpin to the outside, meaning towards Leah, for Leah, from his Mochin, and not from the Mochin of Zeranpin itself, only from the clothing in the Kelim, their Kelim. Meaning that they are Nehi of Ima, from Zeranpin's clothing above the Chazeh in Nehi de Ima. And through the Nehi Deima, his lights are going through to Leah, are coming through to Leah. Therefore, it is indicated this knot in the Daled of the knot of Tfilin of Rosh, because she is poor and poverty. Leah. Because of this illumination she receives from Zera and Pin, according to her vessels, it's entirely unsatisfying. And the way that she's taking the shape of the Dalet against the four Mochin, that she wants to receive those entire Dalet of Mochin in the hand, also to receive them in the Rosh, and not in the Achoraim of Rosh, rather actually in the Rosh itself, but she does not receive it. She has deficiencies against it, for it, against those for Mochin. And it is only illumination in Alma through the O. It's a very small illumination, and the matter of O is by the phrase, and after my skin, they nakfuzot. It is written in Eov, Geov. And those internal illuminations beat each other, and the number of their beatings is like the number of all, and therefore it is called all. We don't know about it. This is in the book of Jehoviah. And the thing is, on the like the phrase says, and after. And look there. Where is there? Maybe in the Zohar about Yov. How do the internal lights beat each other? And the numbers of their beatings is the number of all. Adem Kuf Samech. Now we shall clarify more and say that the Nehi of Abba are standing clothed inside Nehi Deima in the Rosh of the Anpin. This is indeed something that we didn't think about. Not only Nehi Deima are going down to the Anpin, also Nehi De Abba are coming down to the Anpin, which are clothed inside Nehi Deima. And they are found inside Nehi Deima in the Rosh of Zer Anpin. And Abba Veima are Zer Anpin, which are found inside Zer Anpin. And Zer Anpin are the two first letters of Havaya. Abba is Yud and Ima is Hei, which are Yudkei. And they beat each other.
Abba.
The internal Abba beats Ima, which is outside of him, in order to bring out her lights to the outside, towards the Ranpin, and then it becomes 10 times Hey Aleph, in Gimatria 120, 10 times Yud is Eser,
Hey
times, say, 5. It's 20 times 6. Yud Vav Daled is 20. Yud Vav Daled is 20 in Gematria. And Hey Aleph is 6. So 6 times 20 is 120. So what is 10 times?
Yud is Abba.
So what is it? What is Hey? What does it has to do with Ima? Hey itself. Why is he writing Hey with Aleph? What is he writing? Why is it writing with Aleph? We will see about it later. If he's saying Yud Vav Daled, I can understand that it means indicates of Chochmah that Abba is beating Ima. But Ima here is in Hey Aleph, it is in second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. So why is it in Gematria 120? According to the math, according to the calculation, it's a whole degree, 120. And then they beat the illumination of A, which is Ima, in Vav, which is Zeranpin. Zeranpin here is, it's okay, to come outside of Zeranpin already. Abba is beating Ima. Ima is beating Zeranpin. And those lights that are coming out are in Gematria 78. And later they beat the illumination of Vav in He, which is Zeranpin in the external Lea, and in Gematria there are 78. So what is coming out of Lea? The total of beatings is Reish Ein Vav 276. Where is it coming from? Reish Ein Vav is 276. That the fact that it is all, it is not important. Where is it coming from? It is 120 plus 78 plus 78. So, 120 plus 78 is 109. 120, this is Abba v'Ima. This is Abba in Ima. Ima in Lea. Ima in Zeranpin and Zeranpin in Lea. Two times 78. It's 120 plus 78 plus 78. How much is it? 276. 276. So Leah, the numbers of her lights is 276. O. This is in Gematria in Hebrew, and they come out through the O of Zeranpin. What did he tell us? In fact, he told us that Abba is closed inside the Ima. Abba is closed inside Nehi the Iva. They come down and close in Zeranpin, and Zeranpin close in Zer. So Abba beats Ima, is giving her lights. Ima is beating Zeranpin, giving him lights. Zeranpin is beating Lea and giving her lights. This is what he told us. Okay. What do we understand from it? Some kind of painting. Question, so all those gematriot are seemingly results of couplings of beatings, zivugim daka? Yes, a few beatings, few akaot should be. What is coming out in kelim ve'orot in order to transfer this illumination from one to the other? Item kufsa mechalef, and this is the meaning of or for or, skin for skin. Because or is called Lea, that her lights are coming through the or of Zeranpin, but Rachel, which she is against the revealed lights, it is simple that the lights that are coming to her part, which is Itra Dedat at in Gvura, and also the rest of the Mochin, are not given to her only as the actual Mochin. Illumination of Chochmah is coming to Rachel. It is found that everything that Zeranpin has, Rachel also has it. Arim Kuf Samech Aleph. Kuf Samech Aleph or Pashut. It is found that everything Zeranpin has, Rachel has it too. This turns only on the degree of Mochin, that Rachel takes the entire degree of Mochin. But Leah, she doesn't have only the aspect of awe from them. But in the essence of Mochin, there are many dividings between Zeranpin to Rachel, and the main dividing of them is that Zeranpin has the root of the Aitra de Gvura from the Nehi Deima incorporated in Mazal Venakeh. But the Nukva doesn't have only the discernment of Itra de Gvura of Malchu Deima, which is not incorporated in Mazal Venakeh, and it is not at all the Mochin of Zeranpin, and therefore she is of light opinion. Can you explain more or less what is happening in here? We've been talking in the generality what's happening here. There's Olam HaAtzilut. Which partsufim are in Olam HaAtzilut? Atik Arichan Pin. Don't be shy. Atik Arichan Pin Abavim and Zon. What are you so scared to say? These are not. These are the secrets of the Torah. One needs to be humble. Yes, we believe you. What is the partsuf that needs to be corrected? That is the entire correction of the reality for us.
No.
Well, Zon Datzilut. Let's call him Zon Datzilut.
Zon Datzilut.
If Zon Datzilut is corrected, the entire souls are corrected. But we're not talking about the souls, we're talking about Zon Datzilut. Because this is the scale for us. Zon Datzilut. What is the structure of Zon Datzilut? Zeranpin and Malchut. Zeranpin from Chazé upward and from Chazé and downwards. These are two parts, Malchut, against the upper part and against the lower part of Zeranpin. In the upper part of Zeranpin, there are Nehi Deima, which bestow Chasadim, and by that the Kelim that are found to be there are satisfied with Chasadim and they do not want Chochmah. Ima is protecting those vessels. Inside Nehi De'ima there are also Nehi De'aba. So we have Nehi De'aba. On them clothes Nehi De'ima, on them Zeranpin is clothing from Rosh up to the Chazeh, and on them, on this, on Zeranpin closes Leah. And this is the structure of the upper half of Zeranpin. The lower half of Zeranpin, it is very simple. Zeranpin and Rachel. So we've been saying how the upper half of Zeranpin, what is happening there. So he explains that Abba has Chochmah. He beats Ima.
Ima
is awakened and transferred the lights to Zeranpin, which transferred the lights in somewhat to Leah. But because everything is in covered chasadim there, there are lacks and the feeling of the lacks, and this is how it is going on till the end of the correction. Under the Chazeh there is Zeranpin, and against it there is Rachel. The Zeranpin that is there, we can reveal a little bit of the illumination of Chochmah, and Rachel against it is receiving and is cleaving to him, and she can be the Nukva under the corrections, under the conditions that the lights of illumination of Chochmah can be revealed in there till the end of the correction. We don't need anything more than that in order to understand what we will read about next.
No?
Item Kuf Samech Bet. And this is what the writing says: everything that a man has, he will give for his soul. You have all that, meaning this is the relation between Zeranpin and Rachel. And you have already known that Rachel is called Nefesh and Zeranpin is called Ruach. We can also say that in two times all mentioned here, which is written in Kufsa Mech Aleph, all for all, skin for ear, skin for skin, all for all. So why is it two times all? Because also Rachel, her illuminations are coming out and going through the all of Zeranpin to the outside. And the meaning of the phrase is that although the two of them are all and they are equal in this discernment, the illumination of the two of them is coming out through the all of Zeranpin. But still there is an advantage for Rachel over Leah, because everything that the man, which is Zeranpin, has, which are the actual mochin, he will give for his nefesh, which is Rachel. Next. Item Kuf Samech Gimel. Now we shall go back to the matter. This is what the writing says, and Yaakov loved Rachel because Zeranpin loved Rachel more than he loved Leah. Because to this he gave the actual Mochin, and to the other one he gave Hara in Alma. And although if the writing is talking of Zeranpin, he should have said that Israel loved Rachel because Zeranpin is Israel and it is not Yaakov. But in what was clarified, this is the reason for what the sages said, that Yaakov is the Bechir of the forefathers. Arim Kuf Samech Daled. And the reason is that at first Yaakov was in the meaning of Yaakov that was made from the Achoraim of Abba, which are Achoraim de Abba, which is a very high matter. And it is not enough. Only afterward, by his actions, he ascended even higher. And he attracted Neshama from the actual Zeranpin, which is called Israel. And sometimes he uses the name Yaakov, and sometimes the name is Israel. Therefore, everyone who is calling him Yaakov is not breaking the command of Aseh to the above reason. And what about Avram and Yitzchak? But Avram and Yitzchak are chassadim and gvurot of Zeranpin, and they are the private prina of Zeranpin, and they are not a whole partzuf on its own. Therefore Yaakov is the highest of the forefathers. Therefore, whoever calls to Avram, Avram is. We mustn't call Avram Avram, because the item letter He that was added to Avram is the He of Chasadim, which never changes and never lacking, because this is constant, his attribute that he acquired. Otherwise, it is not the same Avram we refer to. Item Kuf Samech Vav. Indeed, Prinat Partzuf of Israel or Yaakov changes according to the times. And it is found that also when it is written that Yaakov loved Rachel, it might be talking of Zeranpin itself, that he, while being Vat, is the example of Yaakov, and in its Gadlut, this is called Israel. There was a question about it. Adam Kuf Samech Zayin. And this is what the writing says. Yaakov, your name will not be called Yaakov anymore, rather Israel, because you have dwelled with Elohim. Meaning, in Katnut of Zeranpin, he has Mochin of Katnut from the name Elohim. Because at the time of Katnut, he has only two Mochin. Because the Katan has no Dat, which is the third Moch, only Chub. And these are the two names Elohim, which are in Gematria Yaakov. And at the time of his Gadlut, then he is called Israel, because he has Mochin of Gadlut, and they reject the Mochin of Katnut downward. And this is what is written, that you have dwelled with Elohim, because he is dwelling with God, and he can reject them downward. This is means that he rejected them, and instead of them, he rejected those lights downward, and instead of them, he had the other lights. Nesi, how are those gematriot for you? It is the same gematria of Kvutza Sfarim Chevra. I can feel that you're exploding inside and you want to reveal to us something great.
No. Od.
Item Kuf Samechet. Now we shall clarify the connection between Leah and Rachel together, and few phrases will be clarified in few articles of the sages. And the sages interpreted the phrase Ekev Anava is the fear of God. What the Yirah Atara Le'osha did the humble did Ekev Lesuliata. This is Aramic. Ekev Anava Yirat Hashem. Ekev is here. How can it be, questioned Zeran Pinin Gadlut, that is called Israel, if his Gadlut is only in the end of correction? Against Leah, and we said that it only happens in the end of correction, Gilad is asking. There are all sorts. We're not talking about the actual Gadlut of Gemara Tikkun. We're talking about the parts of him for the time being. We have a use also in Leah in somewhat, except for Rachel. If he would have used only Rachel, then indeed it would have been only Yaakov. But there's a place where Leah and Rachel meet together, and the Akevaim, the hills of Leah, are in Rosh of Rachel, and in this place we have the possibility to rise and not to be all the time in Katnut. And this awakening that is coming from the side of Leah, this is against Israel. This is one of the excuses. Let's leave it like this. He will talk about it. Item Kuf Samech Tet. The clarification of those things, that the root of those women, wives of Zeranpin, which are Leah and Rachel, is called Anava, humility, and the fear of God. And indeed Rachel is called fear of God, the beginning of Chochmah, because she is the beginning of all the Sfirot from downwards upward, and she is the opening to all of them. And she is called Eshet Chayil, Yirat Hashem, which are, and I have put 24 of your sons, which are in Gematria Chayil, 48. But Leah is called Anava, humility, because she is above in the Achoraim of Rosh de Zeranpin. Leah is Anava, humility, and Rachel is Yirah, fear. Item Kufain. It is known that humility is apparent in a man while he lowers his hash and bow him against Pnei Adam due to his humility, and he surrendered to whoever is greater than him. And this is what he said, that Moshe was very humble, because it was clarified in elsewhere that Moshe took Tzipora, and she is one of the four discernments that Leah has, and they are all called Leah over her name, and Tzipora is one of them, which is also standing above against that the Zeranpin. Against that, the Zeranpin, meaning from that up to the Chazeh, Leah is standing there. So he took a part of her, which is called Tzipora. Therefore, it is called that is Anav, humble. We have Zeranpin in all its altitude. Then there is a place in Zeranpin which is called Moshe, from the side of Zeranpin, and from the side of the Nukva of Leah, this part from Leah is called Tzipora. She's the daughter of Yitro. Next. Item Kuf Ein Aleph. It was clarified how Moshe took from the virtue of the higher humidity, but Rachel, which is the lower, the small one, that is called the fear of God, Zutrati Legabe Moshe, in the meaning of the name of the great one is Leah, and the name of the little one is Rachel. And this is what the sage said. And now Israel, what does God ask of you but to fear Him? Ito yirai milta zutratehi. Ato yirai milta zutratehi. Is a fear such a small thing? And they have replied and that for Moshe this is a small thing because he is above the chaze. In relating humidity, anava. And fear is below chaze, ira is below chaze. Item kuf ein bet. It was already clarified that Leah is coming out from the illumination of Malchut of Ima, clothing in Zer Anpin, in the meaning of Mochin. And indeed, her Nehi come clothing to the three Mochin of Chabad of Zer Anpin. Indeed, the Malchut of Ima does not use at all for Zer Anpin, and this is what the sages said on the matter of the seven Rekiin, that the lowest one of them is called Vilon, curtain, and it is served nothing, rather it is coming out Aravit and entering Shacharit. Again, Adam Kufain Bet, and it was already clarified that the eye is coming out from the illumination of Malchut of Ima, clothing in Zer Anpin, in the meaning of Mochin. And in we saw that Abba is inside Ima, inside Zerantin, inside Leah. And indeed, her Nehi of Ima are becoming Levushim clothing to the three Mochin of Chabad of Zerantin. Indeed, the Malchut of Ima does not serve to Zer Anpin at all, only Netzachot Yesod. And this is what the sages said on the matter of the seven Rekin, that the lowest one of them is called Vilon, curtain, and it doesn't serve anything, rather it is coming out of it and is coming in Shacharit.
Okay.
And the thing is, Adam Kufa and Gimel, that the Rakia is what is called. Adam Kufa and Gimel. And the matter is that the Rakia is that is called Rakia, that in it fixed the Chama and Levana, Kochavim and Mazalot, the stars and the lux, and this is the Yesod de Tvuna, which is called Rakia in few places. And this is Tiny Vav in the meaning of Mote Shamayim Keiriya. The Chama and the Levana are fixed in him because the entire lights came out from them as known, because Chama and Levana, which are Zon, are fixed in him, and from there they sack, one from the Chasadim and the other from the Gevurot, Zeranpin from Chasadim and Zeranpin from Gevurot and Malchut from Gevurot, standing in the Dat, clothed in Yesod of Tufuna, because Zeranpin is Chama and Malchut Levana. Below, item Kuf Ein Bet or Pashut. Leah is coming out from the illumination of Malchut Deima, which is clothing in Zeranpin, in the meaning of Mochin. Above he says that Malchut Deima does not serve at all to Mochin the Zeranpin, only in Nehi of Ima alone. And here he says that she is clothing in Mochin. In this matter is well clarified, that although she does not serve at all for the purpose of Mochin of Zeranpin itself, but for the purpose of Mochin of Rachel, she is clothing in the Mochin of Zeranpin, and she is incorporated with his Mochin. By this incorporation of Malchut Teima with Mochin of Zeranpin, Mochin of Rachel are coming out in the Rosh of Zeranpin and return from them to the Achoraim of Mochin of Zeranpin to the Oref, and make the knot of the Tefillin in the meaning of Daled, which is the discernment of Leah. And towards the Mochin of Nukva of Rachel, she is considered to be the second Prina of her Mochin. And they are attracted from the Nehi, the Anpin, and this is considered to be to the third Prina of Mochin of Rachel. And later, the Mochin of Makifin are coming out on Nehi de Zeranpin, and that is considered to the fourth prina of Mochin de Rachel, and they are attracted from him, from here to the Rosh of Rachel itself, which is the fifth prina. Therefore, Malchut of Ima is clothing in the Mochin of Zeranpin for the purpose of Mochin de Rachel, that the second prina of those Mochin, which are the knot of the Dalet in the Tefillin, they are coming to Mohin also for the purpose of Leah. Her Nehi became Levushim to the third Mohin Chabad Zeranpin, to the three Mohin, and the Malchut of Ima is not serving at all to Zeranpin.